South Dakota is one of few states that has no cap on the interest rate payday loan companies can charge. Some loan companies require an APR of 500% or higher. In November, voters will consider two competing regulations on payday loan companies. But as SDPB's Charles Michael Ray reports, only one proposal includes an actual cap on interest rates if the loan is in writing.
The group South Dakotans for Fair Lending is proposing what they call an 18% cap on payday loan interest rates. Lisa Furlong with the group did not respond to multiple requests for a taped interview, but in an email she claims that the effort is far more stringent than that of other measures being proposed. But for opponents, there is a glaring loophole in the 18% cap proposal that they say intends to trick voters. The first sentence of the proposed amendment reads, "No lender may charge interest for the loan or use of money in excess of 18% per annum unless the borrower agrees to another rate in writing."
That is a red flag, and that allows the loophole, if we do pass the 18%, to allow them to charge more than 18%.
Terry Mills is with the group Consumer Credit Counseling of the Black Hills. His organization works to increase financial literacy and help consumers overcome money problems. Mills is critical of payday lenders.
They target poor people, people with bad credit, no credit, you know, a lot of options and things like that. So anything that could help those people save more of their own money when they actually have to use these places, they'd be much better off.
The Attorney General's own explanation of the proposed 18% cap on interest rates points out that it is a constitutional amendment that would eliminate other efforts. That includes the 36% cap voters also consider in November. The 36% statutory cap on interest rates is backed by the group South Dakotans for Responsible Lending. Eric Nelson with the AARP of South Dakota calls the 36% cap the true effort to stop predatory lending.
It will drive the industry out of South Dakota. It will make our friends and neighbors more safe from this toxic industry, and will make our state better overall.
Voters decide on the two proposals in November. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.